Punch the BBC into the digital age, cancel your TV license, by Beware of Geeks Bearing GIFs. If you watch live broadcast, you need a TV license. Funny, that statement. Firstly, most people assume you need a TV license if you have a TV. It's understandable, from the perpetual onslaught by the newspapers, from the very authoritarian BBC intermissions, from the exploitative capita, aka TV licensing, adverts, they've never felt the need to let that fallacy be corrected. And why should they? It enforces the BBC's tax and their retention of their precious income. It allows Capita Business Services to make a good profit out of fining vulnerable women in court, and the deep state get to spray the narrative it maul over the voters to keep them controlled and slaving away, earning that essential EU dollar for them. And of course, those shrinking fiscal violets, the MSM, devour anything they can get their stinking, damn dirty ape paws on, without scrutiny. The reality is, you don't need a TV license. At all. £150.50 saved for a dirty weekend away, pay for Sadiq Khan's nose job, a crate of fizzy Tesco Carver, a 5-minute losing splash out in a casino, a 30-second lap dance with Big Bristol's Brenda with no touching or heavy breathing, just live in the dream, just live in the dream. One of the posters here at GP said, "I don't understand why anyone here on GP pays for the telly tax." An interesting conundrum. We're all relatively hash-awoke on here, most of us at an age to realize that life is short and the dross on TV doesn't have the priority it once had. More importantly, we recognize the bias, the narrative it that is being live broadcasted to our screens 24/7 and the adverse effect it has on all folks' belief systems, the BBC being the master race. One of the excuses I've seen, not only on here on GP, but elsewhere, is that I would, in principle, cancel my direct debit to Capita Business Services, aka TV licensing, but the wife/girlfriend/husband/boyfriend/child likes watching EastEnders/Casualty/Question Time/Wimbledon/KBBs, so I can't, or to be honest, I can't be bothered with the hassle. Well, yes you can. And here's how. I'll show you. You have no need to be afraid. The narrative has done its job and has already invoked an emotional response to this cancelling of the telly tax. Ooh, sends a shiver down one's spine. Naughty, rebellious, daring if we do. But what if I get caught? Will I get a criminal record? I'd lose the house. I'd lose my job. My marriage is over. My kids will have to work up chimneys. I'm scared, I've never broken the law, etc. is exactly what those that haven't cancelled the telly tax are feeling right now. Those that have, are silently laughing, reminiscing at their earlier angst when they cancelled their telly tax. There's no need to feel afraid. It's true. Everything you've heard about people not paying their telly tax and their crimes is all part of the narrative at millions every year in the UK are cancelling their telly tax subscriptions, and you can join them and feel you are doing your patriotic duty by removing a vicious, biased, destructive, detrimental institution that is destroying our society. Let it thrash, effervesce, shrivel and wither in the acidic pool of a subscription-based media market where it belongs. Nuts and bolts. Here's how to do your duty to your country. Phone 03007906165, TV licensing, and say you are cancelling your license. Phone your bank and cancel your direct debit. That's it. You may get automated computer-generated letters from Capita, aka TV licensing, saying various threats, but simply put them in the bin. They are meaningless, designed to scare you, and the great thing is, it costs Capita Business Services, aka TV licensing, a great deal of money to send them, so worship their presence. Eventually, they'll stop. You may get a chap that once worked in Burger King but lost his job because he was jerking off into the vanilla milkshakes, And the only job he could get was being a self-employed, zero-hour contract door-to-door TV licensing salesman, knocking at your door to sell his repulsive and unwanted BBC wares. Like all door-to-door salesmen, once he's said who he is, and just to warn you, he may be jerking off in your porch, just say your normal response, "Not today, thank you," and take your stinking, damn dirty ape paws off my door and close it. They will not return. That's it. Seriously, that's how easy it is. Ah, but geeks, what about the police and the search warrants? Never going to happen if you follow the above rules of no contact, don't let door to door, jerking off into milkshakes, salesman into your house, as a rule, or you'll be buying sticky stuff you didn't want in the first place. Ah, but you see geeks, my wife slash girlfriend slash husband slash boyfriend slash child likes watching EastEnders slash Casualty slash Question Time slash Wimbledon slash BBs. What can I do? So? You do realize we live in the age of information, don't you? You can still carry on watching Live Wimbledon on your TV or iPlayer or iPhone or Android or iPad or YouTube. You can still watch EastEnders on your TV or iPlayer or iPhone or Android or iPad or YouTube. You can still watch Casualty on your TV or iPlayer or iPhone or Android or iPad or YouTube, etc. And thanks to the technical digital advances from an analog 3-channel, vacuum-tubed, TV driven by an anachronistically funded tele-tax, to watching live streaming from around the world on any mobile device that can't be monitored by the BBC and its trademarked organizations, we are now free to watch whatever we want, whenever we want. You think TV licensing are going to chase you while watching a live broadcast of EastEnders on an aircraft? Seriously? Well, welcome to the digital age, fellow puffin. Your cognitive dissonance is no more. Punch the BBC into the digital age, cancel your TV license. Geeks, is tele tax free for 9 years and have lived by the above mantra with absolutely no issues, saved £1,300+ dash and yes, you all can too. £1,300+. I'm living the dream. Thanks, BBC. For those on Twitter, Facebook and other social media, please promote this article far and wide. For more details, see my previous articles on this subject. Copyright Beware of Geeks Bearing GIFs 2018.